好，弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我在底下唱歌都不想上来。
As we're singing and worshiping, I really didn't want to come up here.
我觉得就这样子一直敬拜主多好啊。
How wonderful it is for us to just continue to worship the Lord this way.
我们非常感谢主，让我们在这样子的疫情，还有这么多这么多各式各样的困难底下，主还让我们能够有机会有这样子的聚会啊。
We really want to thank the Lord that in the midst of a pandemic and with all the things that are surrounding us, happening around us, that we can still have a conference like this.
虽然疫情让我们受到了很多很多的限制。
And we know because of this pandemic, we have a lot of limitations.
但是至少我们也透过了线上，我们也可以跟弟兄姊妹继续维持交通。
And through our activity online, we can still continue to have fellowship with one another.
我们过去这么多年来，这个从外地来的弟兄姊妹参加我们劳工局退休会的，大概占五分之一的人数。
Those who attend our conferences the year past is about 5% of the attendees every year.
但是因着 online 能够让我们今天的这次的聚会有超过绝大半数的是在网络上跟我们聚会。
But amazingly, the fact that we can meet online, more than 50% of the attendees are from brothers and sisters that are far.
有很多人我们从来不认识的，从来没见过面的，也不知道你在哪里啊。
There are a lot of people we've never met. We don't know where they're from.
但是在主里面借着这样子的科技的效力，让我们能够在主里面一起聚会，我们感谢神。
But in the Lord, we thank God that technology can serve Him, that we can come and worship together. We thank God.
但是我们一方面我们感恩，还有这个网络可以让我们借着这样子有聚会。
And yes, on the one hand, we are very thankful that through the internet we can still continue to gather and get together.
但是另外一方面，我们也需要受到特别的提醒。
But at the same time, we all need to be reminded.
因为透过网络的聚会，它带给我们了许多许多的亏损，许多许多的限制。
Because there are still many, many limitations.As you meet online on the other side watching.
至少有两件事情我们要面对的挑战，我不光对着现在在线上的，也是对着我们所有弟兄姊妹。
There are two things that are challenging for us, not only for those who are viewing online, but also for all of us who are here on site.
第一个，我们没有办法享受现场圣灵的工作，还有在现场弟兄姊妹相交的喜乐。
Foremost, we cannot enjoy what the Holy Spirit is doing presently here, and the joy of the body of Christ that is exhibited here.
在现场就是不一样啊。
And when you're here live, in person, it is different.
我不知道你们有没有这样觉得，但是我到很多地方去，人家说看到你在现场聚会跟线上真的不一样啊。
And a lot of time I'm invited as a guest speaker to other conferences, and they'll tell me that it's very different to see you in person versus watching you on TV.
不是我不一样了，是因为在现场是你有特别的工作和祝福。
It is not that there's something different about me, but in the present, the Holy Spirit is doing something special here.
第二个很大的挑战是什么
？And the second challenge, what is that?
就是我们这个人很容易懒散，我们不容易集中精神在线上聚会。
It is very natural for us to become lazy and not stay focused when we're viewing, not here on site.
我很早就想跟弟兄姊妹有这样子一个提醒，就是任何时候我们在线上聚会的时候
I wanted to have this reminder for all of us. Anytime we are watching online,
我们要比来现场聚会还要加倍的祷告，迫切的祷告。
We need to pray more fervently than when we are here in person.
让我们从主面前该领受的祝福不被打折扣。
That the blessing that God has made ready to pour out is not going to be discounted.
在现场就是不一样。
Then when you're here in person, it is different.
你说如果现在很冷，我们在这里生火哈，一个萤火 set fire.
And you said if the weather is very, very cold, let's say we had a campfire, a live fire right here.
我们在这里可以取暖，可以感受到它，荧幕上感受不到。
And when you're standing right here next to the fire, you can feel the heat. But when you're watching on TV, you cannot sense that.
那我们要怎么样子让荧幕里面的火能够烧到我们呢？
And how do we allow what we're seeing on TV, that fire can come and warm us?
就这世界上科技来说现在还不行，但是属灵上可以的。
From a technological standpoint, they can't do that just yet.But spiritually, yes, that can happen.
我们一个多礼拜前才接到一个人从亚洲写信来，他说你们的敬拜让我们被圣灵充满，透过了荧幕让我们被圣灵充满。
And we receive encouragement from brother and sister from the east that through watching our worship, they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
不是每一个人都会像他这样子的。
It's not that everyone would be like such a person.
我们要把时间分别出来。
So I want to say we need to consecrate and set apart our time.
所以网上正在看的弟兄姊妹，找个安静的地方，好好去敬拜主。
So brothers and sisters, if you are watching online right now, find a quiet place.Come and draw near to the Lord.
然后我们也要向着主有一个很深的渴慕，求主一样要对我们说话。
We need to have a deep longing. Lord, speak to me now.
好，我开场白讲完了，我们现在要讲今天的题目。
That was just intro. We're going to start on the message today now.
我们这次的题目叫做城，造在山上的城。
And the theme for this conference is City Set on a Hill.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要讲这个题目
？Brothers, why did we choose this particular topic?
一方面，这个题目在我们年初的时候我们就定了。
On the one hand, this was the theme for our year and our pursuit in 2021.
因为我们说到今年的主题是无论生死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So our proclamation for 2021 is whether by life or by death, that Christ would always be magnified through us.
不光在我个人的身上，我希望基督永远显大。
Not only in me, in my life individually, that Christ is magnified.
我们更是能够在团体里面，在神的教会，在神的众教会里面，我们都能够让基督照常显大。
But corporately,In God's church, in the global church, that Christ will be magnified.
所以当我们讲城造在山上的时候，这是主耶稣说的。
So when we say a city set on a hill, these words are from Jesus.
当圣经每一次讲到高山
，And whenever the scripture make mention of a hill or a mountain,
很多的时候都讲到它的超越，它的属天。
Oftentimes, it's to give an illustration of its surpassing its heavenly characteristic.
所以城造在山上。
So when a city is set on a hill,
一方面说了它很明显，因为它没有拦阻，它在高高在上，很远就可以看得到它。
On the one hand, it speaks of the fact that this city is very, very visible because it's set up high and everyone can see it.
另外一方面，圣经讲到造在山上的城，也讲到神的教会是属天的地位，是一个超越的地位。
And secondly, the scripture wants to illustrate that this city that is set upon a hill has a heavenly position, a heavenly characteristic.
当全地被黑暗所笼罩的时候
When the entire land is covered in darkness
神的家就像一个在山上的城在那里发光是不能隐藏的
The house of God is like the city that is set on a hill that it cannot be hidden
所以造在山上的城不仅仅讲到它明显它是一个明显的见证可以看得到的
And again, the city upon a hill speaks of the testimony, the visible testimony that it can be seen.
它也讲到它该有的属天超越的影响力
And it also speaks of its heavenly, surpassing power of influence.
那个英文的 outstanding 这个特别突出来的
And again, it's outstanding. You can see it vividly.
所以今天在这样疫情的局面底下
And again, in the pandemic that we are all going through right now,
你几乎现在没有一天打开新闻没有坏消息的。
There is not a single day that would go by when we turn on the news that we don't hear something terrible.
不管疫苗或者这个病毒有各种各种的变种。
And not only are we beginning to see that there are a lot of variants of this virus.
你看我们加州的山火烧了一个多月还是没停下来，根本没有办法阻止它。
And the wildfire here in California has been burning for over a month. And there's no stopping to it.
我们都已经旱灾了，要省水、省水、省水，就天天去浇火。
And we are in a drought, and every single day we're reminded for everyone to stay. We're in a drought, but we need the water to quench the fire.
南岸、东岸又被水淹成那个样子。
And if you pay attention to the news, those who are in the East Coast, there's a hurricane, and everybody is going through a flood.
弟兄姊妹，在这样子一种低迷的状态底下，神的家要在这样子的世代里面凸显出。他属天的影响力了。
Brothers and sisters, when we are in the midst of the spiritual low, the house of God needs to have its essence where it is surpassing.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这个信息是讲要求、要求、要求，不是的。
Brothers and sisters, I am not here to make more and more demand of you.
而是我们希望能够从圣经上来看，神的儿女在这个时候。更显出我们的蒙恩跟我们的重要性。
But that through Scripture we can begin to see that as children of God, we begin to realize how blessed we are and how important we are.
在众人被这些压力、沮丧压得喘不过气的时候
，When everybody is succumbed by the pressure around them,
我们要来看我们神的儿女们怎么样可以过不一样的生活。
We want to come and see how can the children of God live a completely different life.
弟兄姊妹，这一个是讲这个题目造在山上的城，就是希望我们能够有那个明显 的这个见证和影响力、啊、
And again, when we pick this particular topic for a city to be set upon a hill, we are praying that there are evidential witness, testimony, and influence of the world around us.
我相信我们都不会否认，今天真的像以赛亚说的，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
I don't think anybody would deny the fact that Isaiah, when he says that darkness covers the land and deep darkness the people.
我相信我们看过去的三五十年 我们都会承认过去这三五十年是人类的历史上生活的方式上 各种的人关系上都是一个巨变的时代
And I think all of us would acknowledge that if we look back 3, 5, maybe 10 years that these times is a drasticchange in our generation and our culture and our time
整个世界和人的心都在快速的堕落
and the entire world and the hearts of men are falling rapidly
但是前一阵子我读到一个属灵前辈的这个信息里面他提到
and recently I read an article from a brother a mature Christian
他说当黑暗笼罩大地的时候
he says when darkness covers the earth
不要把责任都丢给环境，或是丢给撒旦。
Do not fault our circumstances or point to Satan and say it is his what he has done.
他说黑暗只是很忠心的在尽他的本分。
He says that darkness is very faithfully doing what he's supposed to do.
哪里有光，哪里就没有黑暗。
Wherever there is light, there is no darkness.
哪里有光，黑暗就被赶逐。
Wherever there is light, darkness is cast away.
黑暗为什么会笼罩？他只是在忠心的尽他的本分，是因为世界没有光。
The reason why darkness covers the earth is because light cannot be seen.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒跟世人的反应要不一样。
So brothers and sisters, we as Christians are respond.To the rest of the world should be different.
不要只是对政权失望，不要只是在这里埋怨这个时代。
Do not just be hopeless concerning our politics and concerning our generation.
不要只是无可奈何地接受世界这么快速的堕落。
Do not stay in the position of feeling helpless as we watch our world fall.
黑暗只是忠心在那里尽他忠心的本分。
Realize this, darkness is only being faithful in doing what he is doing.
是光没有尽本分。
It is that light did not do its work.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要起来，我们是光，不是要去做光。
So brothers and sisters, we need to rise. We are light. We are not to become light.
我们做不了光。
We cannot become light in ourselves.
我们一定没有比世人好到哪里去。
There's nothing of us that is better than the world.
世人的心是黑的，我们也是黑的。
The hearts of this world is dark.Our hearts are dark.
世人败坏，我们也败坏。
The world is corrupt. We are corrupt.
但是基督是我们的光。
But Christ is our light.
今天这个真光已经临到了我们。
This true light has come to us.
所以当我们将兴起发光的时候
，When we say rise and shine.
我再说这个不是一个要求而已。
Brother and sister, I say this again. This is not a demand.
让我们跟黑暗一样。来尽我们的本分就是了。
That just as darkness, we are faithfully functioning.
哪里有光，黑暗一定赶逐。
Wherever there is light, darkness is cast away.
哪怕一根小小的火柴。
Not even if, even if it's just a small match.
可以让整个黑暗的房间不一样。
Can allow this entire dark room to be completely different.
所以我希望这一次的信息听完，我们里面都起来。反而因着我们在这里尽我们的本分，我们整个人、整个家庭、整个教会不一样。
Brothers, I pray that as we listen to this series of messages, that we would rise up, that our family, our church, our fellowship, everything around us would be different because of us.
所以城造在山上是不能被隐藏的。
Because a city set on a hill.Cannot be hidden.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，城造在山上是不应该被隐藏，也不能被隐藏的。
Brothers and sisters, a city that is set upon a hill should not be hidden. It cannot be hidden.
这个世界需要光。
This world needs light.
我这次的信息我分三个题目讲。
And I chose these three particular topics to share during this conference.
第一个讲到生命的复兴。
Number one, the revival of life.
在这里我借用以西结37章。这个枯骨复生成为大军来讲这个题目
I'm going to preach through Ezekiel chapter 37 where the dry bones become an exceedingly great army as it is revived
那你告诉我们一个根本不可能有盼望的局面
It tells us a particular circumstance that is entirely hopeless
一个充满了死亡的局面
And it is a circumstance that is just filled with death
一个在那里根本没有任何用处的一个局面。
And it's a circumstance where we see no usefulness of what is set before us.
但是因着圣灵的介入，因着神的介入。
But because the Holy Spirit stepped in, because God stepped in.
整个局面被转过来了。
The entire circumstance was turned around.
这个用的在我们个人绝望的地步，也用的在家庭、教会和对这个世代。都可以适用的信息。
And this is a message that is applicable to us individually, our family, our church, our entire generation.
第二堂我是讲到借着尼希米重建城墙，讲到见证的恢复。
And the second message we're going to talk about the restoration of the testimony of God through the building of the wall that that Nehemiah had accomplished.
当我们从一个那样子没有用、没有盼望的局面被神恢复的时候
，Again, it was a particular situation where it was completely hopeless. Yet God had restored us.
我们怎么样能够让这个局面能够持久、能够稳定，好让我们继续的成长、继续的被建造
？How can we sustain what God has done？And continue to allow what God has restored to progress, allow us to grow.
最后一天借着新约五旬节以后的初期的教会，让我们看见我们怎么样子能够在这里能够完成那个跨时代的使命。
And again, the last message we're going to come and look at the early church and the beginning of Acts, how God has given us this great commandment that we may go forth in our days.
所以第一个重在恢复。
And the very first message is focused on this revival.
第二个信息重在重建，重在建造。
The second message has to do with restoration, what God is rebuilding.
第三个信息重在讲复兴，是往前的，往上去的。
And the third message is the revitalization, is what God wants to propel us, move us forward.
所以今天我们讲生命的复兴，讲到枯干的骨头怎么样复活，而且成为耶和华的军队。
And today we're going to talk about this revival of life.How the valley of dry bones had been made alive, that they became a living, a mighty army.
我在讲以西结书的时候，曾经讲过这一段的圣经是特别针对以色列百姓，他们亡国被掳，完全绝望的局面底下，神借着以西结发的预言。
And I share that this, this prophecy or this story, the backdrop is the entire nation of Israel was taken in captive. Captive, and they were in exile in the state of hopelessness.
这些枯干的骨头要活起来。
And the prophecy and the vision is that these dry bones, they're going to live again.
不仅活起来，要成为耶和华的军队。
Not only are they to come alive, but they will become the army of the living God.
不仅仅成为军队，神要把他们带回到本地，带回到应许之地。
But not only will they become an exceedingly great army, but they're going to be brought back to their homeland.
神在那里要再立大卫做他们的王，讲到基督做王啊。
And God will once again establish the throne of David, speaking of Christ.Who's going to reign?
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这一段的应验，我们没有时间去细讲。
And brothers, we don't have the time to go and talk about the fulfillment of this prophecy.
最短期的应验就是以色列当时这个被掳归回。
The most immediate we can see through scripture is that they were really indeed brought back through captivity from captivity.
再拉长一点的应验就是以色列1948年这个复国。
And again, 1948, Israel became a nation again. So we extend.The revelation of that prophecy.
但是还有很多的神学家认为，这两个都还不能算以西结37章的预言应验。
And a lot of scholars would say that even these two fulfillments do not fully speak of what this prophecy is about.
因为刚才讲的这两个都还没有圣灵降临跟充满。
Because those two particular events did not talk about, did not.Show us that the coming of the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Holy Spirit.
完全的应验是在主再回来千年国度的时候。
So the fulfillment of this prophecy is in the millennial year when Christ returns again.
但是不管别人怎么解释，但是大家都认为这段的圣经在教会时代，在属灵的国度里面是随时可以经历。可以来应验的。
And no matter what scholars would say as to this prophecy, a specific event that is pointing to, this story is applicable throughout all times for God's church.
因为圣灵已经降临了。
Because the Holy Spirit has already come.
那么，在我讲37章之前
，And again, before we dive into chapter 37,
我虽然没有放到纲要上，但是放在了今天早晨晨更的。经文里面大家可以拿起来看一下。
And it is not in the outline, but it is in your morning devotion this morning.
我们只读以西结书36章25节到27节的前半就好。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 through the first half of 27.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk.
哦，为什么把这一段先插在这里？先讲。
Why do I want to come and focus on these verses?
我们要看见所有复兴的工作都是神发起的。
We need to come and realize every work of revival starts from God.
人的手没有办法制造复兴的。
The hands of man, we cannot bring about a revival.
所有的复兴从神发起是神的应许。
Every revival comes from the Lord and it is the promise of the Lord.
第二，所有的复兴一定先从生命里面复兴，先从跟神的关系被恢复。
And secondly, every revival will always begin with the restoration of life, this fellowship with God.
所以刚才三十六章二十五节，他这里我很快的讲过去。他说：“我要用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。”
And we read that God says that I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean.
我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols.
所以悔改不是所有的复兴一定建立在人的悔改归向神。
And again, every revival is always built upon man's repentance, turning back to God.
这里讲到洁净，三件事情要洁净。
And there are three things that needs to be cleansed.
清水洒在我们身上，我这个人需要先被洁净。
And this water is sprinkled on the person itself. This person must be cleansed.
我要除掉你一切的污秽，说到我们被沾染了，说到我们的生活需要被洁净。
And it's to cleanse us of all filthiness. It speaks of our lifestyle, the things tangible in our lives. They need to be cleansed.
这个世界用各样的方法来在你玷污我们，对不对
？And the world is using all manners and all means to come and defile us.
网络上、新闻上所有的东西都在这里要来玷污我们。
Things online, things we watch on TV, everything, all these influences is coming at our way.
所以人要被清水洗净，然后要除掉污秽。
And again, man needs to be sprinkled with water and cleansed from their filthiness.
第三个，除掉一切的偶像，说到我们在侍奉上、敬拜上需要被洁净。
And thirdly, all their idols needs to be taken away. Speaks of our heart attitude and worship that needs to be cleansed.
我相信我们没有人有雕刻的偶像，有的话，我真的求你赶快把它毁掉。
And I believe that none of us really have an idol sitting in our house. If you do, I would strongly advise you get rid of it.
但是任何东西取代了神在我们生命中该有的地位，这就是偶像。
But anything that takes the place where God is supposed to be in our lives, that has become an idol in us.
它成了我们敬拜的中心了。
It's become the center of our worship.
所以在这里第一件事情讲到洁净。
So foremost, there's a cleansing.
第二件事情讲到替代。
Secondly, there is a replacing.
他要用新心来赐给我们。
A substitution where God will give us a new heart.
用肉心代替我们的石心
A heart of flesh for the heart of stone.
石头心说到它刚硬，这是我们最容易明白的。
The heart of stone speaks of its hardness. We understand that, right?
我们在这么多的地方，我们不容易向神降服，是硬的。
There's so many ways and so many areas in our life where we will not surrender to God because we're stubborn.
石心的第二个特点，它是冷的，没有感觉的。
The second characteristic of a heart of stone is that it is cold. It cannot feel anything.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道最近我们读经有没有感觉，聚会有没有感觉，来领饼杯有没有感觉，唱诗有没有感觉。
Brother, I don't know. In your Bible reading, in our time of communion, in our time of worship, when you are singing, are you moved?
我们很容易就变成石心了。
So easily, our hearts becomes callous, it becomes a stone.
神要用肉心，用一个新的。来替代我们的石心。
So God wants to give us a brand new heart, a heart of flesh for this heart of stone.
让我们重新柔软，重新有感觉，重新有生命。
That we may have gentleness, that we may be softened, that we may have a newness of life.
他要把心灵赐给我们。
That He'll give us a new spirit.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后就死了，就是他的灵死了。
Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they died because their spirit is dead unto God.
跟神交通的灵变得死沉，变得失去感觉了。
That spirit that had fellowship with God has now become dead, dull towards the presence of God.
神说：“我要把心灵给你。”这个时候
，So God says, "I will give you a new spirit."
新心代替石心， 新灵代替我们死掉的灵。
A new heart for a heart of stone, a new spirit for a spirit that is dead.
第三件更伟大的事情。
And thirdly, something even more magnificent.
他说我要把我的灵放在你的里面。
And the Lord says, I will put my spirit in you.
弟兄姊妹，所以你发现我们要读的以西结书三十七章，它根本就是三十六章这个复兴应许的实现。
And when you read chapter 37, it is the actualization of God's word that we just read here.
因为在三十七章最后那个戏剧性的转变，就是主说我要把我的灵放在你们里面，你们就活了。
Because at the turning point of chapter 37 is when the Lord says, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall be made alive.
所以我们一方面看见复兴的根基是在于我们真正悔改归向神，被洁净。
And again, I say the foundation of every revival is our repentance, our willingness to allow the Lord to cleanse us.
真正复兴的根基是从生命的改变开始的。
And the true foundation of any revival starts with the changing and transformation of life.
从跟神的关系被恢复了开始的。
It starts from the restoration of our relationship with God.
然后真正的复兴决定靠着圣灵。
And then a true revival must be by the Spirit.
如果你今天告诉我在教会的历史上哪一次的复兴是没有圣灵的话，我怀疑你说的复兴是真的复兴。
And if you come and tell me of any revival that is not of the Holy Spirit, I will doubt that revival is a true and genuine revival.
好，现在我们终于来看三十七章。
And again, we have come to chapter 37 now.
我们没有时间去读这十四节，我相信你们在家都读了哈。
And I trust all of you done your assignments. You read these 14 verses.
好，我们在这里简单提一些重点。第一个，当神的灵把先知以西结带到山谷，带到平原去看的时候。
When the Spirit of the Lord brought Ezekiel to this valley, to the edge of this valley, to behold.
他说谁？他先翻译了哈。
Sorry.
没有 ，No need to sorry. 啊，以前有个神学院教授，有一次到美国中部去讲道啊。
There was a professor that went to Midwest to preach.
那天他们教会唯一的翻译没有来啊。
That day, the only translator they had, he didn't show up.
就临时抓了一个人来帮忙翻译啊。
And they quickly grabbed somebody and said, "Would you please come and help?"
那个人说我从来没翻译过，不行了。
And the guy says, "I've never translated before. I don't know what to do."
唐牧师说没关系，我把我讲章给你看。
I said, "It's okay, Pat." The pastor says, "It doesn't matter here. I'll give you my outline and you can study it."
告诉他我第一点、第二点、第三点怎么讲。
He said, "I'm going to cover this point, this point, this point. These are the illustrations I'm going to give."
他说没想到那天上台以后变成翻译比他先讲。
And that day when they got on the stage, the translator started to speak first.
他说被我唐教授变成我去帮翻译他的。
The preacher became the translator for the guy who was supposed to translate.
对不起哈。
It's okay.
谁知
？Who knew?
No, behold.
Oh, behold.
你刚刚讲的，只不过他讲的很棒，真的很棒。那我记得我上次讲过哈，今天这一段的经文里面有两个很特殊的字，一个叫做谁知，一个叫不料。
And there are two particular words. One is behold, and two, who knew?
这两个字英文都翻 behold.
These two words in Chinese are all translated behold in English.
啊，这个中文就到位很多，对不对？谁知有这么多的骨头？
We see that in the Chinese illustration, there's more flavorful. How did we know that there were so many bones here?
而且极其枯干。
And it's exceedingly dry.
等到神做了复兴的工作的时候，他说不料，英文又是 behold.
And then when the Lord has done the work, the script in English says behold again.
那你刚刚翻什么？不料怎么翻
？Who knew?
那是谁知啊？不料。这个 big surprise， 对不对？完全没有想到的事情。
A big surprise, something that I've never imagined.
弟兄姊妹，先知，当然我们现在是开玩笑，但是先知被带到一个局面去。
And again, this prophet was brought to this particular scene.
我们有一张图，大家看一下哈。
There's a particular picture I want to show you.
稍微体会一点点就是了。
So maybe you could get a sense of what we're talking about here.
如果你现在在那里
，If you're standing right at this valley，
你的感觉是什么？
What is going through your mind? What are you feeling?
那种说不出来的那种死亡的压迫。
And you feel the oppression of death that is all around you.
另外一个。
Anything else?
就是这是一个 hopeless, 一个完全绝望的局面。
And you see, and you say, this is a hopeless situation.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有被神带到过这种所谓的 hopeless 的局面？
Brother and sister, have you ever been brought to a place of hopelessness by God?
人只要还活着，还有一口气，就有希望，对不对？
And as long as we still have our breath.We say that there's still hope, right?
死了就绝望了。
But when you're dead, there's no more hope.
所以我说过，我高中一个同学，他是山包山上的tribe 里面下来的，第一个考上重点大学的。
And I share this example with you. I had a really good friend in high school. He was from the mountainous tribes. He's the first one in his family to attend the college.
整个部落为着他庆祝，爸爸妈妈高兴得不得了。
He tested into college, and the entire tribe, the entire village celebrated for him. Mom and dad were so excited.
结果暑假的时候跑到台湾去的一个水库，不可以游泳。不可以游泳，他跑下去游泳了。
And there was during the summertime, and there was a dam, and there was a sign were posted that says, "Do not swim here. Do not swim here."
因为他是山地人，非常壮，他觉得他没有问题。
But he went and swam anyways because he thought, "Hey, I'm strong enough. I can handle myself." He went to swim.
就淹死了。
He drowned that day.
然后我听到同学告诉我，他爸爸从山上赶下来，赶到警察局去看他的时候。
And then I heard from my other friends that when his dad came down from the mountains and rushed to the police station,
颤抖的手去拉开那个草席的时候。
And he went and reached over and uncovered his face.
他说他看他爸爸一直流泪啊。
And my friends told me that they saw this father just weeping.
最后他爸爸打了他一巴掌啊。
And this father struck him.On the cheek.
你这个不孝的儿子。
Oh, you, the son of mine, you did not honor me.
把爸妈前几天的喜乐、骄傲、盼望、快乐一下子全部拿掉了。
All the joy, all the celebration, all the hope, all the excitement in that very moment was all taken away.
死亡把所有的东西都拿掉了。
Because death has taken it all away.
不要说枯干的骨头
and not to say the dry bones.
根本是不可能的不可能。
It is absolutely impossible.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能在感情上，在健康上，在生活上，在遭遇上，我们在侍奉上，可能都碰到这样子的局面。
And brothers, maybe emotionally, in our relationship, in our services, the things that we are encountering, we've been brought to this place.
所以神为先知这个说，这些骸骨能够活吗？
And so the Lord asked the prophet, "Can these bones live?"
你们会怎么回答？
How would you answer?
摇头。
You would shake your head.
你看以西结，他比我老练多了。
Ezekiel, he is very skillful, much more so than I am.
他如果说可以，但是眼看不可能啊。
If he says yes, but what he sees tells him it's impossible.
因为他说甚多，如果一个还有可能啊。
And he says this is exceedingly great valley of bones.
而且极其枯干。
And then it's exceedingly dry.
但是他又不敢跟神说不可能。
And then he dared not to tell God, God knows impossible.
所以他有一个 politically correct 的 answer.
So he gave God a politically correct answer.
他说主你是知道的。
He says, Oh Lord God, you know.
聪明啊，真的聪明啊。
He's very, very wise, this man.
他回答不出来，但是他说神你知道。
He didn't know how to give an answer, so he said to the Lord, you know.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天我们很多的时候会被神带到的一种的局面里面。
Brothers, I will say, oftentimes the Lord will lead us into this particular scene.
我如果记得不错的话，以西结书三十七章，我第一次把它当讲道来讲的是大概20-30 years之前。
I think the very first time I spoke a message on this particular chapter was about maybe 20 or 30 years ago.
那个时候我跟于师母到中国去培训的时候
Pastor Nancy and I, we went into China and we had a conferences there.
我们本来要去一个地方，后来圣灵禁止我们去。
There was a particular place where we wanted to go, but the Holy Spirit says, no, you cannot go that way.
这是从来没有发生过的事情。
This never happened this way before.
我们想说这多为难，都跟讲好的东西都预备好了。
And we were saying in our hearts, Lord, we already committed to going and told everybody we're coming.
怎么祷告圣灵不要我们去、啊、
But no matter how we prayed, the Holy Spirit says, no, don't want you to go.
后来就顺服主，我们没有去。
So we obeyed the Lord, we didn't go.
后来真的是神 恩待我们，让我们那次没有去那里。
And we thank God is because of His grace that we did not end up being there.
一个太可怕、太混乱的局面，神没有要我们进去。
It was a dreadful, it was a huge confusion in that environment. The Lord says, "I didn't want you to be there at that time."
那个时候我们才刚刚进中国一两年，我们就不知道去哪里。
It was the very first, the second year that we actually entered into China. We really didn't know where to go.
后来我们祷告主，祷告主，主就带领我们到了江南的一个地方去，南边的一个地方去。
And so the Lord led us to some place in the southern parts of China.
所有的东西都改变了，我就每一堂聚会我都祷告主下一堂要讲什么，这个真的是要人命的。
And then everything changed. Everything that I prepared, every message that I prepared, I had to pray before every meeting and ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to speak of?
那天我讲以西结书三十七章。
And I remember that particular day I spoke on Ezekiel chapter 37.
我讲到神把我们带到很多很多绝望的局面里面去。
That the Lord oftentimes would lead us into a place of hopelessness.
当我们在讲的时候，就发现底下人开始流泪。
And then as I was speaking, I noticed there were some that began to weep.
当我们继续讲下去的时候，有人开始哭泣了。
And then as we continue to speak, somebody begins to really weep bitterly.
当我们那天聚会完的时候，同声祷告停不下来。
And that day, after we come to a conclusion of the service, we ask everybody to pray all out together. It couldn't come to a stop.
全场哭成一团哈。
And everybody was crying.
然后圣灵也在那一天做了特别的工作，真的很像以西结书三十七章。
And the Holy Spirit did an amazing work that day. Really was like the illustration in this chapter.
一个完全没有盼望、不可能的局面被神转过来。
It was a circumstance that was utterly hopeless.But God turned it around.
我不用去讲他们碰到的难处是什么，真的是很大的难处。
I'm not going to tell you what difficulty they went through, but it was indeed great.
不光在这边看有枯干的骸骨。
And not only when you look to your left, these are
dry bones. 我那边看也是，往后也是，往前也是，周围都是，而且极其枯干。
I look to the right, I look in front of me, I look behind me, everywhere around me, the bones are exceedingly dry.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的局面里面，我们对神还是要有盼望哈。
Brothers and sisters, even in the face of all of these things, we need to have hope in God.
哈巴谷有一个祷告，他说：“主啊，在这些年间，求你复兴你的作为。”
Habakkuk had this particular prayer. He says, "O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years."
虽然哈巴谷所面对的局面是一个无花果树不发旺、葡萄树不结果子、橄榄树不效力，我就不用去讲了，那也是一个非常荒凉的局面。
And Habakkuk was illustrating how there was no, the fig tree no longer bear fruit. There was no blossoming. Nothing was giving life.
他还是说，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
And he says, yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
因为主耶和华是我的力量。
Because the Lord is my strength.
不光是我的力量，它可以让我的脚稳行在高处。
He's not only my strength, but he allows me to have steady feet on the heights.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不管你在线上，不管你是在网络，不管在哪边，不管我们今天碰到的环境是什么。
And brothers, I don't know what circumstances you're facing, whether you're here in person, whether you're watching online.
不管你现在心中认为不可能的事情是什么，不可能的人是谁。
It doesn't matter what the impossible situation or the impossible person might be.
以西结的意象就是让我们看见不可能的事情在神决定可能。
Ezekiel tells us.That what looks as if it's impossible is possible with God.
一个死掉的局面，神可以让它活过来。
Something that is completely dead, God says, come alive.
一个完全绝望的局面，神可以让我们重新有盼望。
In a situation where it's completely, utterly hopeless, but God says, now you have hope.
完全没有用的、没价值的，可以活起来，成为耶和华的军队。
That which is useless is refuse. It can be brought back alive to be a living army.
重新在神的手中有用有价值。
That once again in the hands of God, it is now with purpose and with value.
这是以西结。
This is what Ezekiel is talking about.
这是这个意象要告诉我们的。
This is what this vision is telling us.
所以，因为他所信的神是那位能够叫死人复活的神。
Because the God whom he believed in is the God who could cause the dead.To come to life.
圣经上有很多的话来形容我们所信的神是怎样的神。
There are a lot of verses throughout Scripture that would come and describe who is this God that we believe in.
其中有两个很好的名字，也就是今天要读到的。
There are two wonderful names, is what we're going to read about today.
他是那位开我们坟墓的神。
He is the God who would open the grave for us.
他是那位可以领死人出坟墓的神。
He's the God who's able to leave the dead out.
多宝贵啊，弟兄姊妹。
A brother and sister, how precious.
他是可以开我们坟墓的神。
And he's the God that is able to open the grave.
他是可以领死人出坟墓的神。
He's the one that is able to bring us up out of the grave.
可以，他是可以叫骸骨变成军队的神。
He's the one who can cause dry bones to become a living army.
在他永远没有难成的事情。
In him, nothing is impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天面对这样子荒凉、混乱或是受压的局面。不要灰心
啊。So, brothers, when we find that we are in a place of desolation, a place of hopelessness, I tell you, do not lose hope.
我们不要消极无奈的在那里被压受限制。
Don't continue to be in that situation and feel like I'm just oppressed, I'm limited, I can't break out.
神把枯骨放在我们面前。
God puts these dry bones in front of us.
帮助我们认识我们所信的神可以是叫死人复活的神。
That we may know He is a God that can bring the dead back to life.
就像前一阵子建勋交通到摩利亚山上，让我们认识耶和华的名字叫耶和华以勒。
Our brother was sharing the other day that Mount Moriah is the allow us to come to experience that the Lord God is the God who provides.
没有带着以撒到山上去，就没有办法对神有这样子的认识和经历。
If you never bring your Isaac up onto the mountain, you will never come to experience God that way.
不对神，不被神带到骸骨面前，我们没有办法经历到我的神居然可以叫死人复活。
If we are never brought to the situation to see these dry bones before us, we will never know that He is the God who could cause the dead to come to life.
叫拉撒勒复活，我们觉得还可能。
We say, oh, Jesus, you caused Lazarus to come to life. Oh, that's probably still doable.
叫满山遍野的骸骨，而且是极其枯干的骸骨复活。真的是我说主这个信心我们没有，对不对？
But this valley of dry bones, this exceedingly dry bones, we don't have a message for that.
刚才那个照片，你有没有看到所有的骨头散成一团，并不是一个一个一个的？
You noticed that the pictures you were seeing, the entire bones were scattered throughout the land, one by one, by themselves.
凯特，你知不知道你有几根骨头？你只知道少了一根是吧？
I would ask our brother Kyler if he knew how many bones he had. Doesn't know. He only knows that he's missing one.
小 baby 生下来270根，长大了以后206根。
When the baby is born, is 270 bones. When he's fully matured, 206.
弟兄姊妹，要骸骨重新连接排列组合，读过没有？
Have you ever heard how these bones now needs to come bone to bone?
我的骨头都得归给我，不能跑到凯勒身上去。
And all the bones that belong to this particular body needs to come to this body, and it can't just be swapped around.
你不能旁边姊妹的骨头跑到弟兄的手上 ，baby 的骨头跑到我的身上，我变怪人了。
And it can't just have a female body part become a male body part, and all of a sudden it would be assembled into something very, very strange.
所以当这个神迹发生的时候，难怪他要说不料。
And then when this miracle happened, he says, I can't believe it. Yeah.
比 behold 好多了哈。
It's better than behold, right?
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
啪啪啪啪。
And he hears the rattling noises.
他听到 noise, 听到地震啊。
And he hears the rattling noises. He felt the earth shake.
满天骨头飞来飞去，咔嚓咔嚓咔嚓，各占其位。
And all of a sudden, these bones begin to fly in the air, and they begin to form into a skeleton.
然后长上肉，长上筋，还有皮遮盖。
And then the sinews and the flesh and the skin begins to cover it.
弟兄姊妹，这是奇妙的事情。
Brothers, this is something marvelous.
所以今天我们在这里，不光神把我们带到这里来。不是只是让我们绝望而已。
So, brothers and sisters, when the Lord leads us to this place, His intention is not that we would be hopeless.
他是使人有盼望的神。
He is the God who would give us hope.
不是让我们在这里只是这个面对枯干的这个骸骨而已。
And not that we would just come here and stare at the dry bones.
他要让我们亲眼看见神大能的作为，怎么样子叫死人复活。
And that He wants to open our eyes to see His mighty work that He will cause the dead to come back to life.
让我们不可能的环境变成可能。
And that which is impossible to us becomes possible in God.
所以在这里我们应该如何回应这样子伟大的神，而且如何来回应神要做的复兴的工作。
And how do we respond to such an awesome God? And how do we respond to the work of revival that He wants to do?
好，所以在这边我们简单的提一下， 神叫以西结发两次的预言。
And so we mentioned here, and we see that God wanted Ezekiel to prophesy twice.
这两次的预言是非常有讲究的。
And there's actually, we need to be very careful to understand why.
第一次的预言是对着骸骨发。
And the very first prophecy was concerning the bones.
我不晓得，你们假想一下哈。
I wanted you just to imagine. Let's think about it.
刚刚那幅图画，如果主突然把你放进去了哈。
That picture that you just saw, let's really just imagine all of a sudden the Lord picked you up and put you right in the middle of it.
要你讲跟以西结一样的话。
And God wanted you to say the exact words that Ezekiel said.
枯干的骸骨啊。
Oh, dry bones.
你们要听耶和华的话。
Hear the word of the Lord.
我会主说主枯干的骸骨哪里能听啊。
And then I will say, Lord, these dry bones, how are they going to be able to hear me?
你如果叫我向你祷告 我可以做。
And if you want me to cry out to you, God, I could do that.
你如果叫我说神啊求你让枯干的骸骨能够复活这个祷告我可以做。
And you say, Lord, if you want me to pray to you and say, God, please allow these dry bones to come to life, I could pray such a prayer. I could say such words.
居然叫我去对这个枯干的骸骨说枯干的骸骨啊。
But the Lord is commanding me to speak to the dry bone, oh, dry bone.
你们有没有谁饿了两顿没有吃，结果突然看到地上有一个鸡骨头，对他说：“骨头啊，复活！”
And have you ever been so hungry that you missed a couple of meals and you saw a chicken bone on the ground and say, "Hey, dry bone, come to life!"
啊，变成一个鸡腿，我要吃。
Come and become a drumstick that I can eat you.
我们不会这样祷告的。
You wouldn't pray that way, right?
我们会祷告说：“神啊，你给我一点饭吃。”
And we would pray, Lord, please give me something to eat.
所以你不要小看先知的信心啊。
Do not despise the faith of this prophet.
神说你去对枯干的骸骨说，枯干的骸骨啊，你要听耶和华的话。
And the Lord told the prophet to say, Oh, dry bone, hear the word of the Lord.
所以如果你在带小组讲到带师发现底下有 dry bone, 不要灰心啊。
And I would encourage you, if you're a small group leader or your worship leader, and while you're serving, you discover that in the room, there are dry bones.
你就凭信心说就是了。
Then by faith, you proclaim it.
我们负责说，神负责叫他活。
It's our responsibility to speak to it. God's job is to make it to come alive.
所以第一个预言是对着骸骨发预言，就是对着死亡的局面、没有盼望的局面，宣告神的应许。
The very first prophecy is to prophesy into this hopelessness.
神说什么我就告诉你什么。
Whatever God tells me to say, I'm going to speak to it.
这是神话语的出口，这是我们都要学的。
These are the words of the Lord. This is what we need to learn.
我们就是凭信心对着那样子的局面说神的话。
By faith and the circumstances that we're in, speak the words that the Lord has given us to speak.
所以约翰福音第五章二十五节，主耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”
In John chapter 5, the Lord says, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
时候将到，现在就是了。
The time will come, and now it is.
使人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要。
The dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they shall live.
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，当神每一次说话的时候
，Brothers and sisters, whenever God speaks,
一定有事情发生。
Something will happen.
当神说话的时候
，Whenever God speaks,
我们用信心来回应，你就要亲眼看见神的话怎么样子的成就。
When you respond to the word of God, then you will witness what the Lord will do.
所以诗篇二十九篇说到耶和华的声音大有能力，满有威严。
And Psalm 29 says the word of God is with great might and great authority.
他说他可以震碎黎巴嫩的香柏树。
And it says it can shatter the cedars of Lebanon.
他可以使火焰分叉。
That he can split the flames.
他可以使整个旷野震动。
And the entire wilderness would be shaken.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神说话一定有能力，而且一定有事情发生的。
And brothers and sisters, when God speaks, there is power, and something will happen.
所以当主耶稣说死人听见神儿子的声音就要活了。
And when Jesus says, when the dead hears the voice of the Son of God, then they will live.
巴不得我们都来经历这句话。
And I pray that we would all personally experience what the Lord said.
我跟你说，我个人不知道死过多少次。
And I will tell you, me personally, of how many times that I've actually died.
有时候小死，有时候装死，有时候赖死，但有的时候是真死了。
Sometimes I'm pretending to be dead. Sometimes I want to just be dead. Sometimes I'm really dead.
我觉得我没有盼望。
I felt like I was without hope.
可是当主一说话的时候，
But whenever the Lord speaks,
你原来是低到这么低的，你想再爬也得爬个几天几个礼拜的。
And I was so low, and to the point where I was trying to get myself up, I couldn't get up.
但是当神说话的时候，我再低再死，我可以马上活起来。
But whenever the Lord speaks into my soul, no matter how low I am, all of a sudden I am raised up.
同样，我们面对的局面也是这样。
Similarly, the things that we encounter in our lives are the same way.
很多的时候，我们觉得不可能了。
Oftentimes we will look at it and we say, "That's impossible."
我祷告神不听。
I pray for so long, God, you're not listening to me.
我爱的家人死了。
Those whom I love, they died.
我放弃了，我不要信你了。
I'm giving up. I am not going to believe in you anymore.
但是你这样子的死人，神还是可以让我活过来。
But even in such a heart that is dead towards Him, God will cause it to come to life.
虽然神不见得叫你死掉的家人活过来。
Maybe the Lord will not cause you to be dead and your
你的 family 死掉的家人
your family member to come back to life.
因为我们有一天都要去见主的。
Because one day we will all to go well, we'll go to see Him.
但是神能够让我这个活着的死人重新活过来，那更是更大的神迹。
But when God is able to allow someone who is dead while still walking to come to life, that is a greater miracle.
所以我们一起要来渴慕那位说话的神，继续对我们说话，对教会说话。
We need to long for this God who speaks to us, who speaks to His church.
所以弟兄姊妹一定要为着教会话语的出口祷告。我不是说只为我们传道人。
And brothers and sisters, I ask all of you to pray for those who are speaking of God's behalf. I'm not just talking about those who are preaching.
神借着诗歌说话。
God will speak.Through songs.
神借着弟兄姊妹祷告说话。
The Lord will speak through the prayer, brothers and sisters.
神借着弟兄姊妹分享见证说话。
The Lord will speak through the testimony and the sharing of brothers and sisters.
小组查经说话。
And through our Bible study, God will speak.
如果我们真的为着教会每一个神可以说话的管道来祷告的话，我相信教会今天充满了生命活力的。
And if we truly pray for every channel by which God is able to speak, this church would be full of life. It would be vibrant.
我们需要神的话。
We need the Lord's word.
你看我们这块地怎么可能会得到？因为神说话，我们才得到的。
And the only reason why we were able to occupy this property is because God spoke.
2004年5月24号，神说你们上去得那地为业，主能得胜，我们就因着这句话进来了。
2004, the Lord gave word and said, "Go and take possession of that land. You are more than able to overcome." By faith, we went and claimed it.
根本是不可能的，不可能的，不可能！但是神说话，事情就成就。
It was absolutely, absolutely, absolutely impossible, but the Lord spoke.
翻译的太好了，弟兄姊妹，我们需要对我们这位说话的神充满了渴慕。
And brothers and sisters, we need to have a longing for this God who speaks.
当神说话的时候
，When He speaks,
连死的人都要活过来。
Even the dead will come to life.
刚才我们读的经文、其实我们没有空去读哈。那个神叫他对枯干的骸骨说话。
And again, the Lord says, "Prophesy to the dry bones."
他说了。
So he said it.
他是第七节，于是我遵命说预言。
And verse 7 it says, "So I prophesied."
他说正说的时候。
And as I was commanded,
不料有响声。
And as I prophesied, there was a noise.
有地震。
And suddenly a rattling.
骨和骨互相联络。
And the bones came together, bone to bone.
但是圣经上却告诉我们。
And the scripture tells us.
只是他们还没有气息。
Yet they did not have breath in them.
所以主第九节，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。
And verse 9, then he said to me, prophesy to the breath.Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, "Thus says the Lord God: Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live."
第十节，于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
Verse 10, So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
我们说过。这一段的圣经十四节，他说：“我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。”
Verse 14 says, "I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live."
跟以西结书三十六章二十七节是一模一样的话，我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
And it's exactly the same as chapter 36, verse 27. I will put my spirit within you.
换句话说，以西结的第二个预言是对着圣灵发的。
And so the second prophecy that God commanded Ezekiel to say was concerning the Holy Spirit.
他在这里呼求圣灵。来实现神的应许，能够让骸骨复活，能够成为军队。
He called upon the Holy Spirit to come and fulfill the very work of God that these dry bones may become a living army.
所以司布真说，第一个预言是 preaching 讲道。
Brother Spurgeon says the very first prophesying is preaching.
凭信心宣告神的应许。
By faith proclaim God's promises.
他说第二个预言叫 praying， 叫祷告。
The second prophecy is called praying。
好，祷告圣灵，就在圣灵里祷告。
And we pray in the spirit of God. We pray to the Holy Spirit。
让圣灵进来做工。
That the Holy Spirit would come and do His work。
那我就想问弟兄姊妹，神为什么要分 two steps？
So I want to ask brothers and sisters, have you ever thought why the Lord would use two steps?
为什么要分两次？
Why these two commands?
为什么不像对拉萨路一样一叫就出来了？
Why did He just make one command and summon Lazarus? He just came forth.
弟兄姊妹，神当然可以一次就叫他们全部都起来。
It's easy for God to give one command and the dry bones would just become a living army.
而是在这里神再一次的等于在这里为了教育我们。
God is taking the opportunity to educate us.
让我们不仅仅看见神应许的宝贵，神话语的重要。
Not only do we come to see the importance and the preciousness of God's promises and His words.
特别要提醒我们，我们没有办法只靠理性去了解去相信。
To remind us that we cannot just believe based on our mere understanding.
我们需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit.
神所有复兴的工作都是借着主的话跟主的灵。
All the revival of the Lord is all based on the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
它根本就是一个。
They are one, actually.
主说我说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord says, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God.
神的话本身就是能力，神的话本身就是灵。
The Word of God is His power, is His Spirit.
但是因为我们人的问题。
But because the problem is with man.
我们很容易去分。
And oftentimes we want to divide things up.
我相信信主了一段时间，你现在了解今天的基督教的问题。
If you've been a Christian for some time, you begin to understand the problem in Christianity today.
就有一般人非常注重研究神学，研究圣经，研究主的话。
There is a group of people that is really focused on studying the Word of God and diving deep into the Word of God.
他们祷告没有力量。这个圣灵的能力在他们身上显不出来。
And when they pray, the power of God is not evidential in their lives.
那又有一些人只注重经历，不注重神的话。
And there's another group of people that only focus on their experiences and never come and look at the Word of God.
天天强调特殊的经历、特殊的恩赐。
And every single day, they hold fast to their own experiences and their giftings.
我讲的是比较极端的哈，就是比较不正常的，才会把它分开成这样子。
And I speak of the extremes.And again, this is an unhealthy manifestation.
它根本就不应该分。
They should never be separated.
创世纪第一章就告诉我们，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。然后神说要有光就有光，有主的灵，有主的话。
And Genesis tells us, in the beginning, the earth was void without form, and deep darkness covered the whole earth. But when the Lord spoke and said, "Let there be light," light came.
讲到全副的军装的时候，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
When we talk about putting on the full armor of God, that the word of God is the sword of the spirit.
神的话一定要在圣灵里来用。
And the word of God needs to be utilized, used in the spirit of God.
我不去举了，还有很多的例子。
There's so many examples.
那这里就是一个很好的例子。
And here we see a wonderful illustration.
全部都长好了。
Everything came to form.
只是没有气息。
But it had not breath of life.
在 Silicon Valley 的弟兄姊妹，我们就要小心这个陷阱哈。
And brothers, I would say for those of us who live here in the Silicon Valley, we need to be careful of this trap.
大家都很会读书。
We are all excellent students.
我们太容易掉到理性的探讨跟分享。
Very easily, we would fall into the discussion, the dialogue, and the study.
从外面看， 跟真的人一样。
Outwardly, when you look at these who are the flesh and the sinew and the skin, they look like they're real people.
他都帮我翻译了，有骨头，有肉，有皮，什么都有。
The bones, the sinew, the flesh, the skin, it's all there.
但是没有气息。
But they had no breath.
他甚至比骸骨还可怕。
And it's actually more scarier than the dry bones.
骸骨你知道他不可能复活了。
And these dry bones, they're on the ground, you know, they're just dead. Nothing would happen with them.
这个有血有肉，什么都有的，万一他突然跳起来。
And this thing has everything of a human form. Now, I don't know what it's going to do.
所以没有生命的死人比骸骨还可怕。
These corpses that are dead,are more dreadful than the dry bones.
Oh, 刚才唱的诗歌，我们需要圣灵，我们没有从来没有像现在这么需要圣灵。
Brothers, when we worship earlier, when we sung, "Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you." There's never been a time that we need the Spirit of God even more.
所以先知在这样祷告的时候，风要从四方刮来。
And so the prophet prophesies of the four winds.
圣经里面的风气跟灵是同一个字的。
And the wind and the breath is but the same word in the original language.
所以神吹气在亚当的身上，亚当就成了有灵的活人。
And when the Lord breathed on Adam, Adam became a living soul, a living person.
主耶稣复活以后，向门徒吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
And when Jesus resurrected, he breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
希伯来的字根里面气风。都是同一个字，五旬节大风吹过，大家被圣灵充满。
In the Hebrew text, this wind and the breath, it is of the same word. It is the Spirit of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要圣灵的经历。
Brothers and sisters, we need to experience the Holy Spirit.
我真的求主，我自己真的非常需要更深的圣灵的经历。
Oh, how I say it! I declare to you, I need fuller experience of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，我们很多都是字句。
And without the Holy Spirit.All we know are just words.
这保罗劝我们，我们的侍奉不要照着遗文的旧样，要按着圣灵的新样。
And Paul admonishes us that as we live, as we serve, do not live and serve according to the letters, but by the newness of the Spirit of God.
圣灵里面满了生命，满了能力，满了新鲜。
And then the Holy Spirit is full of life, full of power, full of freshness.
时间快到了哈，所以我们看见先知在这里，他对神的话信而顺服。
And we see that the prophet, concerning the word of God, he trusted God and he obeyed God.
然后他在这里仰望呼求圣灵大能的工作。
And then he looked to the Lord, he cried out for the great works of the Holy Spirit.
然后奇妙的事情就发生了。
And then things began to happen.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来让圣灵。在我们中间做奇妙的事。
Brothers and sisters, can we together allow the Holy Spirit to do something marvelous in our midst?
不要天天定睛在我们个人的难处、软弱和环境的艰难。
So don't set our eyes on the difficulties and the challenges that we face every day.
让我们学习先知简单的信而顺服。
That just like the prophet, we learn to trust and to obey.
我们仰望神对我们说话。
We come and look to the Lord and allow the Lord to speak to us.
我们渴慕圣灵来充满我们。
And we come and long for the Lord to come and fill us up.
所以我们要抓住我们现今的契机，我们的机会。
So I would say, seize the present opportunities.
所有的难处，所有的挑战，都是我们经历主，都是我们生命可以长进的一个机会。
Whatever difficulties, whatever challenges, they are all opportunities for us to come to experience God.
如果我们只是无奈地在那里忍受我们的处境，
If we're just enduring hopelessly in the situation that we're in,
如果我们只是在这里埋怨，任凭我们的环境恶化，
If we just continue to complain, allow the situation to deteriorate,
不光环境不会变得更好，
Not only with the circumstances around us, they're not going to improve.
我们就随着环境往下而去。
And along our environment, we will follow its current.
我们要一个活泼的信心，知道这是主把我们摆在这样子的局面。
We need to have a faith that is alive and to know God, you're the one who has set me in this situation.
当全地都黑暗的时候，在神的家中仍旧有光。
That when the world is covered in darkness, yet in the house of God there is light.
当全地没有盼望的时候，神的家在山上的城。给人带来盼望。
And when the whole world is without hope, the city that is set upon a hill gives them hope.
我们希望因着神没有改变，他的应许没有改变，希望我们的回应也能够像先知一样，我们不要改变。
Because God never changed, His promises never changed, so our faith towards Him would never change.
让我们祷告神对我们说话。
That we would pray God speak to us.
让我们仰望圣灵来充满我们。
And we looked at the Holy Spirit and said, Holy Spirit, come and fill us up.
那天以西结的祷告是让大风来。
And that day, Ezekiel's prayer is, Oh, the four winds come.
五旬节大风来了。
Oh, the Pentecost, that wind indeed came.
有一次我跟于师母去参加一个聚会，那个讲员那天祷告，我真的不能相信，果然就亲眼听见整个风在会场冲过去啊。
And we were in a conference one time as the preacher was preaching. He was praying, Oh, four winds come. And we experienced this wind blowing into the room.
好多人扬声祷告，赞美神，哭泣。遇见神
and everybody lift up their voices and praise. And there be those who are weeping. They met the living God.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们不见得会有那样子的一种外在的经历啊。
And brothers, maybe we won't have the same outward experiences.
但是我们可以向那位不改变的圣灵向他祷告。
But to this Holy Spirit that has never changed, we can pray to Him.
以西结除风
，Ezekiel cried out to the winds.
有的教会除火都是讲到圣灵。
And there are churches who are crying out for the fire of God, speaks of the Holy Spirit.
今天我找不到更好的诗歌，我们求雨也是圣灵。
And I can't find a better hymn, and we cry out for the shower of blessing. It is also the Holy Spirit.
我们等一下要唱一首回应的诗歌。
And we're going to sing this a song of an opportunity for us to respond to the Lord.
恩雨降恩雨。
Showers of blessings.
歌词告诉我们，虽然已经蒙恩略为滋润，但是不够。
Even though Sweet drops of rains are falling, but we say, God, that's not enough.
我还渴望大赐恩雨啊。
Oh, greater showers, we plead.
所以撒迦利亚书第十章第一节告诉我们，他说在春雨的日子，我们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
Zechariah says that in the spring rains, we're gonna in the season of spring, we're gonna cry out to the God who sends forth rain.
他要降下甘霖，他要降下透雨啊。
But He will send forth a pouring out.
哎呀，我念这些经文，我都羡慕的不得了。看到我们家院子的草都死光光，读这些经文感触不一样。
When I read these verses and I look at my backyard, where all the grass are dying, it is so different.
我们在这干旱的里面，更能体会到恩雨透雨多宝贵。
And when we're in the midst of a drought, we all understand. We know, oh, showers of blessing, how precious it is.
我们的心灵干不干呢？
I want to ask you, do you feel dry in your spirit?
让我们都来向主大大张口。
Then let's all open up to the Lord.
让他今天晚上来大大的充满我。
That tonight we say, Lord, fill us up.
不管那个骸骨多么可怕。
No matter how dry the bones are.
他已经先应许我们，他要把他的灵放在我们里面，我们就活了。
He's the one that has promised, I will put my spirit in you, and you will come alive.
你和我里面都有这个灵。
You and I, we both.Have the Spirit.
以西结时代那个时候的人没有这个圣灵。
The time of Ezekiel, they did not have the Holy Spirit.
他们捞不到得到这个圣灵。
They have not the privilege, the opportunity to lay hold of the Holy Spirit.
而是耶稣升天五旬节，圣灵降临了。
But when Jesus ascended on high, the Pentecost came. The Holy Spirit was sent.
所以我们教会要起来祷告啊。
So our church, we need to rise up and pray.
要不甘心活在仇敌的压制底下。
And we no longer want to live under the oppression of our enemies.
不容让死亡的局面在这里笼罩我们。
We no longer want the situation of death to surround us.
今天晚上让神来复兴我们。
We ask God, revive us today.
不管是我自己的骸骨，家里的骸骨。教会的骸骨，这个世代的骸骨，我们都起来扬声祷告。
Whether they're dry bones of myself, of my family, of our church, of our generation, let's rise up and pray.
我们凭信心宣传神的道。
So by faith, proclaim the word of the Lord.
骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话，起来。
Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Rise.
我们向圣灵祷告，降下透雨，赐下你的风来。
And we pray to the Holy Spirit.Holy Spirit, send forth the rain, send forth the four winds.
让我们今天就被主来改变。
That today we are changed.
改变就从今天就开始。
The transformation begins with today.
就从我开始。
Begins with me.
就从我里面开始。
Begins within me.
弟兄姊妹，让这个火烧起来，让这个城被在山上能够为神发光。
Oh, brothers and sisters, that this fire would be kindled, that this city set upon a hill would give forth light.
我们一起来唱这条歌。
Let's sing the song together.
648首。
648。
你是平安犹如大雨，慈爱已降临，救主恩与同享美，我们必得到复兴。
恩与降恩雨，愿主圣灵充满我，虽其蒙恩略为滋润，还渴望他慈爱
与。
恩与降恩雨，愿主圣灵充满我，虽其蒙恩略为滋润，还渴望他慈恩与。
第二节 ，Verse two，
彼此灵神犹如大雨，智慧复兴已在临。山地谷火水充盈，因而都是头与山与江恩雨，愿主神灵充满我，虽其蒙恩略为滋润，还渴望他慈恩雨。彼此灵神犹如大雨，神灵已经大降临，先请求来成就你心，使我身心都更新。
不知道你心灵里面觉不觉得干渴
？Princess, I don't know whether you feel dry within you.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你里面渴不渴慕被圣灵来充满
？Princess, I don't know whether there's a longing in your heart to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我不知道在你最近的遭遇里面有没有什么的局面让你里面非常沮丧甚至失望
？In your life today, are there any circumstances that's causing you to lose hope and downcast?
我也不晓得大家在里面对这样子的世代对教会今天的光景我们有没有求复兴的盼望
And brothers and sisters, do we still have the hope in the midst of the generation, in the midst of the circumstances we see in our church?
大家有没有人希望我今天晚上就来经历那叫死人复活的神叫我活过来
Is there anyone that would say, tonight I want to experience this power that would raise the dead bones alive?
有没有人盼望自己像以西结一样把自己交给神能够让我周围的骸骨活过来
Is there anyone that want to give themselves to the Lord that they may be a channel to bring this dead bones to life?
我刚才问了这么多问题我可以继续问下去
I asked these couple of questions I can continue to ask you tonight
只要有任何一个问题你的答案是是的
If any one of these questions, your response is yes.
那我们今天晚上就求主降下透雨来。
And then tonight, call out to the Lord, and the Lord send forth a shower.
充满我们。
Fill us up.
更新我们。
revive us.
重新让我们里面有盼望，有力量。
That there is once again hope and strength within us.
让我们的眼睛从满个平原的骸骨来转眼仰望主。
That our eyes would cast off these bones in the valley, but unto the Lord.
为自己的复兴祷告。
For our personal revival, we will pray.
为教会的复兴祷告。
For the revival of the church, we will pray.
为这个世代众教会的复兴来祷告。
For all the churches in this generation, we will pray.
不管骸骨有多少，不管骸骨有多干，神都能叫他活过来。
No matter how many of the dry bones, no matter how dry they are, God can cause them to come to life.
我们继续唱副歌，我们用祷告的心唱三遍。你可以向神举手。
Let's prayerfully, while we sing the refrain, lift up your hands to the Lord.
Why not? Cry out to the Lord.
And then we'll pray together. Oh, Lord Jesus, we need you now. Amen. Amen. Oh, shouter, come. Holy Spirit, come. On your church now, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Shouter, we need you.
Lift up our voices to the Lord. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, four winds, come. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. My family needs you, Lord. Luke needs you. Nathan needs you. Allie needs you. Shirley needs you. Oh, Lord, church needs you.Come, send forth your power tonight. We need you, Lord. Lord, we've been weak for far too long. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we need you tonight. Oh, Lord, go beyond the understanding, but in the hearts tonight, in the hearts tonight.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we know that you're right here in our midst. The God of Ezekiel is the God whom we believe in.
那天能叫骸骨复活的神，今天也在我们中间。
The God that could raise the dry bones, He is here.
既然你没有改变，你让我们的信心和盼望也不改变。
If you have never changed, oh Lord, cause our faith and our hearts not change.
枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。
Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。
Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
要复活。
You will come to life.
哦，我们在这里祷告，圣灵啊，进到人的里面。
Oh, Holy Spirit, enter into us.
充满在你儿女们的中间。
Among your children.
你说你将你的灵放在我们里面，我们就都活了。
Then when you say your spirit is in us, then we are made alive.
主啊，今天在你的家中没有死人。
Oh, so Lord, in your house we need your spirit.
因为人有了神的儿子就有生命。
And because when man had the Son of God, he has life.
人听见神儿子的声音就都要活了。
When they hear the voice of the Son of God, they shall live.
主啊，让我们今天在这里都是你的。
Oh Lord, that we are a living army in your presence.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
Oh, hallelujah. 我们请两三位、三五位简短的带我们祷告。
We ask a few brothers and sisters just come and pray for us tonight.
主是的主，我们晚上在这里，我们承认我们是枯干的，我们在承认我们里面常常是实心。但是我们今天晚上要听你说话、我们要听你说话、把肉心赐给我们，把恩雨来赐给我们、
主啊，是的，你能够让枯骨成为极大的军队、主啊，你做工在我们的里边，主啊，也让如此的更新我们，主啊，来改变我们生命，改变我们的环境，主啊，让我们看到圣灵做工在我们的中间。
Lord, you are the one who called us out of the grave.
Amen.
You opened the gate of grave to set the dead to life. Dear Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
We just welcome your word to be true and fulfilled in our life.
Amen.
And you can remove all the dry bones of our life. And Lord, we pray for the Spirit to fill us all.
Amen.
To fill your churches, to be radiant, to be strong.
Amen.
God, you are a God of the living and not of the dead. You've come for the dead.
Amen.
You've seen the dry bones and you've put muscle and sinews and nerves. And finally, God, the breath of life. We praise you, God, for you have brought life from death. And Lord, we need you. Just as you have brought us alive, continue. Revive us, Lord, as your people. Revive us as your church on this earth. Revive this nation, God. Revive our people, Lord, to glorify you, and they will know that you are God.
Amen.
主啊，只有你能除去我们的实心，给我们新心，给我们一颗肉心。感谢你，赞美你。
Amen.
主啊，求你向我们吹气，让我们主啊，真是枯骨都可以复生。主啊，愿你的恩雨降临在我们当中。主，是的，让我们真是被滋润，被复兴，被更新。主，是的，我们真是求你，主啊，这样子做活泼新鲜的工作，赶走一切的死寂绝望。主，是的，让你活泼新鲜的工作在你的教会，在这个时代，
祷
告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
那为了开坟墓的神，今天开我们的坟墓。
The God who opens the grave, He would open the grave for us tonight.
主啊，今天都领我们处理一切的坟墓。
Lord, lead us out of our graves.
让我们在你的话里，在你的圣灵里，我们重新得力。
that in your word and the power of your spirit that we are made new.
我们何等的谢谢你。
Oh, well, how we thank you.
这三个一伟大的神今天住在我们的心中。
This triune God, this awesome God dwells in us.
成为我们的生命，成为我们的能力。
To be our life, to be our power.
Oh, 主啊，让我们脱离一切的软弱和死亡的光景。
Oh, Lord, that we would be set apart from all that is weak and all that is hopeless.
让复兴临到你的百姓，临到全地。
Oh, Lord, when revival comes to your people, to the land.
谢谢你。
Oh, Lord, we thank you.
带着你的同在，带着你的能力，让我们回家，让我们在跟所有的人的接触都带着圣灵。
That with your presence, with your power, oh, Lord, we go home.Oh, Lord, we come and interact with all those around us.
我们为着所有的弟兄姊妹也在这里祷告。
Lord, we pray for all the brothers and sisters.
虽然很多人不能够来到现场。
Lord, though many who cannot be here physically.
求圣灵一样工作在众人的心中。
Oh, Lord, we pray that you would work now in all of their hearts.
来叫被掳的得释放，叫受压制的得自由。
Those who are oppressed may be set free. Those who are held captive.May be released.
让我们在基督里都刚强得胜。
That in Christ our strength is made new and we are victorious.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 Amen.